You guys all right? Seem pretty precarious up there.
Help!
Wait a second.
Got you good, huh? You're just in time to see yourself get blown to smithereens.
Tough talk for someone who looks like a bunch of twigs glued together. Come here!
You're like rubber, I'm like glue.
That's not how the saying goes, Florida!
The glues are sticking to me. Is none other than you! If you ask me, it doesn't need to go a certain way. Unlike the usual mischief makers you hero types like to trade blows with, I felt a little inspired. There was a particular movie I quite enjoyed the other day. Not one for trivia, eh? Well, I'll just let you think real hard about why I got you to hightail it to this fact. No, it's too obvious. Manufacturing facility,
Just get to the point already!
No. I want you to figure it out. I know you're a very smart girl. Probably. With all the prestige of being a pro hero, I hope you're more than just dumb muscles.
No! I realize what you're trying to do.
Oh? You've got it all figured out, Missy?
All this funny business is just to goad me into fighting you and getting repeatedly stuck in your goop.
A funny business, is it? That's quite funny. But how are you feeling? Under the weather? Perhaps a little blue?
Tired of you, that's what. I'm out of here.
It always goes wrong when they try to leave.
Huh?
I'd rather be a smartass than a fatass anyway.
Just what did you do to me?
Isn't it obvious? You're blowing up like a balloon.
Oh, please. You think a balloon feels like this? No way there's air in here.
Ah, you're right. Very observant. I'd say you're closer to a certain type of berry, maybe. One that's sweet, juicy, practically filled with juice at that. Hey, let me help you out of there. As a reward.
Hands off!
Don't be a prude. I'm not gonna touch you anywhere you don't wanna.
I mean it! Luna!
Hey, my arm! I need that, don't you know? Kidding. Thought you had something there for a second, huh?
Luna!
I wouldn't do that. I really wouldn't.
Yeah, I get it. You can turn your sticky goop crap into a sharp object. Stop pointing it at me, or I'll make sure you really regret it.
He won't be doing that. Thanks for the offer, though. I was intending more on squeezing you. Maybe rolling you around a bit, too. You've got to be squeezed, or else you might pop. In that respect, maybe you'd be just like a balloon.
I said, hands off!
I should be glad I'm willing to lend a hand. For lack of a better term. If I were a smidge more violent, I'd be perfectly justified repurposing this stubby thing into a sharp full stick and ramming it in your side. But I'm in no mood to clean any goopy sticky messes off myself. So you get the nice guy treatment.
Shut your mouth now!
Sorry, it's part of the process. If you'd like, I could stop squeezing entirely.
Yes!
So be it then. Well, maybe one more squeeze. This or Luna that stuff anymore? Huh? Too bloated for that.
I'll Luna smash your head in!
You still think your silly little punches and kicks will do anything to me? Ain't that precious? If you're not willing to play along, then I'll just be on my way. Toodles!
Get back here and fight me normally, you candy freak!
Nope! I have no interest in bumping around some juice-filled punch ball! Especially not one with a splash zone around her.
Oh.
I reiterate, be a never.
Is this what that whole squeezing nonsense was about? Of course it's the one thing she isn't just kidding around with. I'll just squeeze. Get it out myself. I'm the number three pro hero. I'm not going to be taken down by some candy freak. Body stings like a bastard right now. Can't believe she managed to just escape from me. But I promise, with every bone in my body, to track her down and bring the swift justice she deserves. And to get this stupid blue tint off my skin, it better not be permanent.